Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Nearly every seat was taken on a recent evening at the auditorium of the multiplex. There were moviegoers, young and old, families with children, adults and guardians with preteens, and groups of high school and college students. The occasion was a screening of Lincoln, an excellent assignment. As I viewed the biographical film which depicts President Abraham Lincoln during the months leading up to and after the passage of the 13th Amendment that freed the slaves in the United States, I was taken back to my days as a college freshman sitting among hundreds of students in an introductory American history course. Lincoln is a cinematic civic lesson for all students of history. Yet it is more than the audio animatronic show at Disney World's Hall of Presidents. Lincoln is history brought to life with what is one of the cinema's most memorable performances ever, Daniel Day-Lewis as Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States. Even now, as I read this review, the sounds and images of Daniel Day-Lewis's absolutely uncanny performance linger in my mind's eye, the craggy, squeaky, and often soft tones of his voice, the faraway gaze of his luminescent eyes, the stupid back carrying the weight of a nation and the carnage of war on his shoulders, a face sensitively and minimally animated to make us peer into his thoughts, beliefs, and courage, of a great intellectual and a man of action, and that lilting gait whose steps seem to float into the very mists of history. An Oscar nomination for Daniel Day-Lewis is guaranteed. Look for Oscar nominations in the double digits for Lincoln, including supporting actress for Sally Fields, equally fine portrayal as First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln, supporting actor for Tommy Lee Jones as cantankerous Congressman Thaddeus Stevens of Pennsylvania, director Steven Spielberg, adapted screenplay Tony Kushner, working from the superb Doris Kearns Goodman book Team of Rivals, score John Williams, and numerous technical awards, including makeup, of course, as well as cinematography for Jonas Kaminski. There are solid performances for Davis Straithairn as Secretary of State, William Seward, Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Lincoln's son, Robert Lincoln, Jackie Earle Haley as Alexander Stevens, Vice President of the Confederate States of America, and Hal Holbrook as journalist Francis Preston Blair. What lofts Lincoln above routine cinematic criticism, including my own, is the story it tells, that of the great captain guiding and leading the ship of state, of the importance of the United States system of government, and yes, of the goodness harbored in the hearts of most Americans who, when given the facts, usually do the right thing. You must make a commitment to see Lincoln, which at 2.5 hours is longer than the wait for some voters in line at polling places for the recent presidential election. After the recent evening screening, one young lad, blonde, athletic-looking, and appearing to be about age 12, got up from a seat in the row in front of me and exclaimed, "That was awesome! I have to go to the bathroom." I couldn't have said it better. Lincoln, MPAA rated PG-13 for an intense scene of war, violence, some images of carnage, and brief, strong language. At the box office, November 23rd, the Twilight saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 continued at number 1, Skyfall was again number 2, and Lincoln was again number 3. Rise of the Guardians opened at number 4, Life of Pi opened at number 5. Opening November 30th are Killing Them Softly. Brad Pitt stars as a mob enforcer in the crime drama that also stars Ray Liotta and Richard Jenkins. The Collection. The horror thriller is about a man who escaped from a serial killer known as The Collector and is blackmailed to rescue a girl from the killer's warehouse. California Solo. A former British rock star played by Robert Carlyle faces deportation in the drama. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.